Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, it's certainly getting hot out there, and Met Éireann have issued that yellow weather warning for high temperatures that kicked in from 8 o'clock today and will last until Saturday morning. So temperatures are expected to reach between 24 and 27 degrees today. So where in the country will be hottest and how can we best prepare? Well, in a moment we'll hear how to protect our skin in the sun and also how pupils and teachers are coping with the high temperatures in the classroom. But first, I'm joined on the line now by Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster at Met Éireann. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Claire.
So as I mentioned, status yellow high temperature warning in place for the whole country both today and tomorrow. So give us the latest picture on the weather.
Well, as everyone is really aware, it's very hot for early September, and that's the way it's going to continue really for today, tomorrow, and indeed over the weekend, though it won't be quite as hot over the weekend. So we have this very warm tropical air pushing up towards us from the south, from the continent, and it's given us those very, very high temperatures. And as you said, we have the yellow level high temperature warning in operation. So really today, the temperature's between about 24 and 27 degrees for most of the country. Now, the 24 will really be along coast, especially the south and east coast, 23, 24 degrees there with a light southeasterly breeze. But really further to the further inland and over the rest of the country, really anywhere could we expect temperatures of 25, 26, 27, and possibly even a few at 28 as well in parts of the Midlands, especially the South Midlands, parts of County Tipperary, Offaly. Those areas could get temperatures up around 28 degrees today. So a very hot day in store.
Now, I've already met a few people who didn't have a great night's sleep last night because it's not cooling down at night to any great extent, is it?
No, not really. And if you notice that the high temperature warning goes out until Saturday morning, and that's to take account of the very mild or warm nights. So really, last night, many places had temperatures of 15 or 16 degrees, and we can expect very similar temperatures in many parts of the country as we go through tonight and indeed on Friday night as well. Indeed, the nights will stay quite mild over the weekend before the temperatures drop back. And as you say, these conditions can be very uncomfortable for some people in terms of sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we can also expect some thunderstorms, perhaps some flooding as well.
Yes, well, the situation with the thunderstorms is that given the very hot weather and a certain amount of convective activity possible, thunderstorms are possible to spark out, but there's quite a lot of uncertainty around them. There was a good signal in the forecast earlier in the day for some very heavy thunderstorms up along the east coast, but basically the latest information showed that that doesn't look like happening now, and there is certainly the threat of some very heavy showers in the North Midlands later this afternoon and in the northwest this evening. But it's not certain that that will happen. But where the heavy thunderstorms do occur, there'll certainly be very intense showers, which means that they can bring very heavy downpours in a very short space of time and cause flooding. But it does look like there won't be too many of those today, although there is the possibility in the east and the possibility in the North Midlands and in the northwest. As we go to tomorrow Friday will actually be the hottest day of all. So temperatures will get up to 27, 28 degrees in many places tomorrow. There's even the possibility in a few places of getting those temperatures getting that even that bit higher. And our record temperature for September is 29.1 degrees, and that was reported in Conglows in Kildare in September 2009. So a record-breaking temperature for September is not impossible for tomorrow, as it will be the hottest day, and there will be a greater likelihood of thunderstorms tomorrow.
Okay, so if it does hit 30, you'd expect that to be in the Midlands or certainly inland somewhere.
Yeah, the most likely place is in inland areas, especially parts of the Midlands and possibly the South Midlands. But that's not certain. But it certainly is hot enough that record will be under threat.
Gerry, thank you very much. Gerry Murphy there from Met Éireann. Well, most of us, I think, had our winter boots out. In some cases, certainly, all the winter gear and autumn gear was out. Professor Katrina Ryan at the Institute of Dermatologists is with me now. And Katrina, the problem is that many of us had left summer behind in our minds and we're not really prepared for this, especially when it comes to looking after our skin.
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, it's a great thing. I'm delighted that the kids can get out and play in the sun and whatnot too. But really, really important that people take the same precautions that they would have And it's funny. It's typically always in Ireland that people get burnt. People go away on their holidays to Spain or wherever they go. They're great about putting on their sunblock. But after a weekend in the sun in Ireland, you see so many people burnt all over the place. I have patients coming in to me burnt always after these sunny weekends in Ireland. So really, really important, you know, that doesn't happen.
So it's sunscreen first and foremost, and apply it regularly.
Absolutely. And reapplying it every 2 hours is important when you're in the sun. I think that's something that people forget. You know, you'll sweat off your sunblock in the sun. They're all only designed to be used for 2 hours. So really, really important to do that. And when you get out of the water as well, there'll be lots of people in the sea, getting into swimming pools, paddling pools, that sort of thing. So reapplying is really, really important as well.
And Katrina, can I ask you about factors? Because people, and you mentioned people there who might have been on holidays in the summer and they have a tan on their skin. Now, you might think, well, factor 15 will probably be fine because I have the base there. What do you say to those people?
So I always recommend factor 30 or higher. And what the factor means, really, you know, if you usually burnt, you know, in 5 minutes, it'll take, if you have an SPF, 30, it'll take 30 times that to get burnt. Some of us can get burnt very, very quickly. And having a tan doesn't mean you're not going to do damage to your skin or burn your skin. So really important to keep the, you know, the factor higher, and not to forget places like your ears, your feet, those sort of, they're the typical places people mm-hmm. get burnt on. The other thing is to keep drinking water, especially for your kids. You know, we lose a lot of water through our skin on, you know, hot weekends like that. We don't have aircon in Ireland either, on indoors. So making sure that you keep yourself and your kids hydrated, lots of water into them as well.
And of course, children, particularly important. I think we're generally quite good at keeping the factor on children, but it is important because a lot of the sun damage is done before we're adults.
Yeah, and I think this is something a lot of people don't know. About 80% of your damage is done before the age of 18. Your skin cells don't have the capacity to repair the genetic mutations that the sun makes. So people developing skin cancer in their 40s, 50s, 60s, it's often the burns they got as a child. So yes, we should all look after ourselves, but you need to look after your kids even more than you look after yourself, because their skin is so susceptible. A really easy thing, I think, because there's nothing worse than chasing your kids around with sunblock or trying to get them pinned down, is the UV suits that are around nowadays.
Or the long sleeved swimming costumes that you see.
Yeah, they're really lightweight. They're cheap as chips most of the time now. You can get them in a lot of the department stores, and it means that clothing is always going to be better than SPF. They're really, really comfortable for them, so you can let them loose on the beach and only put in their sunblock on their face, neck, hands and feet.
You know, the WhatsApps are going to be flying around with people planning barbecues and sending out invitations for the weekend. A special word of warning you have, I know, for those people who might be enjoying a beer or a glass of wine in the sun.
Well, first of all, absolutely enjoy your beer or glass of wine in the sun. It happens so rarely here. But your skin does burn more easily with alcohol in your bloodstream. So, you know, we've shown this with scientific tests. If you expose sun, you know, the skin of somebody to UV with alcohol on board versus not alcohol on board, it burns quicker if there's alcohol in the bloodstream, and you're more susceptible to skin cancer damage. So just wear more sunblock. Really, really important. And the other thing, obviously, when people have a few drinks, they forget to reapply. So it's just hydrating yourself and wearing sunblock the whole time. And I think enjoy the outdoors.
Yep. Enjoy it, but stay safe. Professor Katrina Ryan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Siobhan Buckley is with us too, Principal of Presentation School in Mill Street in County Cork. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire. Good to speak to you.
So it's busy now anyway, because you're trying to get everybody settled back in. But now you've got high temperatures to contend with. What sort of problems are they throwing up, or how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, I suppose firstly, you know, that kind of protocol, the protocol we have invoked is what we would typically apply in the month of June, in the sense that the children wear, you know, navy shorts, their polo shirts, maybe their school shirts, you know, light clothing. We'd always say additional drinks, sun cream, a sun hat, you know, and, you know, as a school, we sent out a text again now this morning just reminding parents of that, you know, to cover them really over the next few days. And I suppose I did a quick whip around in the classrooms now just to see what's going on. And I suppose historically, since COVID, classroom doors are open and they remain open. Windows are open. The drinks bottles are on the desk. You know, one infant class was out in the yard at 9:45 because they were in the shade doing their construction work. You know, the teacher said to be too warm later on. You know, just kind of common sense things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that teachers take the classes out for breaks as well, just to, you know, relieve, I suppose, the situation, yeah.
Katrina Ryan was talking there about the importance of reapplying sunscreen. Now, that's going to be difficult to police in school, isn't it?
Absolutely, but I suppose our times in the yard are limited, Claire, you know, in the sense that the small break is 10 minutes, the big break is 20 minutes out, you know. We do have shaded areas in both yards, so I suppose I wouldn't be overly concerned about that from a school's perspective, you know. Mm-hmm.
Would there be any chance that you might keep them in altogether if it just gets too hot?
I suppose it may well come to it. But again, Claire, the elephant here in the room is, you know, I have some classes over 33 children in the rooms. You know, they're fairly overcrowded. And, you know, I put on my pre-budget hat here and kind of point that out, you know. So, you know,
you need to get them out
as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Siobhan,
yeah,
we wish you well with the day and tomorrow, which is going to be a very hot day, as we heard from Gerry Murphy. Thank you very much for talking to us. Siobhan Buckley, who's principal of Presentation School in Mill Street in County Cork. Owen McGee will be here with financial advice after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.